The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus went on to say to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that others may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on street corners, in order to win the praise of others. I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving will be a secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. I say to you, they have received the reward already. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, he will reward you. And when you fast, do not look glum like hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. And I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden, he will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. We have many additional people at the 8:15 today. And you didn't come to hear me. You came to receive the ashes. And that's fine. So I'll be very brief in my suggestions about Lent. We all have made a resolution. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to be sober for 40 days. Or I'm going to quit chocolates or whatever I'm going to do. But let me make one or two suggestions. Lent is meant to be a time that changes the manner of your life. Changes the manner of your life. That might mean that don't look for anything. It will come to you. You know that miserable person that irritates you? You're going to bless that person. That person shows up at Lent. And instead of criticizing the person or spreading rumors about the person, making judgment, you're going to bless the person. And you're going to pray for the person. You know the person that cuts you off on the freeway, you're going to say, "It's okay." Instead, you know, I'm saying the rosary and somebody cuts me off and there goes the rosary and I felt mad as hell, you know. So now it's Lent and we're going to be patient. When you go to the supermarket, you could pause and thank the checker. Call the checker by name and say, "I haven't told you recently how I appreciate your patience, you know, how efficient you are and how good you are." My, that's Lent. That's a change. When you don't have to have the last word, you're in this argument, you really don't have to have the last word. You don't have to get your own way. You bless the other person. Let the other person win. That's a change. Recently, you may not have stopped long enough to tell somebody who is dear and close to you how much you love the person, how grateful you are. That's a change. So it will come to you. You don't have to go looking for it. The way, with the manner in which we live, will show us opportunities to be different for the season of Lent. It doesn't mean after Lent you go back to being a miserable person, but it does mean that Lent becomes a meaningful journey for you. And I know you made these resolutions for 40 days, but what would happen if you pause after a week and say, I think I'll make a new intention here. So look for ways in which this journey of Lent will change something in your life. Somebody needs forgiveness in your life, especially somebody who doesn't deserve it. You're going to forgive that person. The greedy person in your life, you're going to say, who cares? It's not that important. Let it go. That's a change. And you're reading in the Gospels here about, you know, how Jesus calls his disciples to be different. That's what we are called to do. That's about all you need to hear from me. And you'll get the ashes. I don't know what these ashes are going to do for you, but they're meant to say to the world, we're on a journey. It's a spiritual journey. And this is a public sign that in this season of Lent, I'm going to bless all of creation. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer, and special prayer for Pope Francis. There are people close to us, part of our journey in life, who carry very heavy burdens. Sickness, death of somebody recently. Give special attention to these people. Give time to these people. That would be the prayer. We make these prayers in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.